the studio right now. Temporarily in my office. Okay, which is working, but not great.
Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
You guys, can you believe I am coming live from the Fort Worth Convention Center at the Texas Homeschool Convention? And on this red carpet that I'm standing on, I don't deserve to be here because I'm with one of my heroes right here, Heidi St. John. Now, I told her I wasn't going to tell how I was going to introduce her. I mean, this girl who I have listened to on her podcast, I've read her books. I have heard her speak live, and every time I left her presence, whether it was physically or virtually, I had learned something and I was more inspired. So for me, I'm sorry, Heidi, I'm fangirling out.
No, I'm fangirling.
No,
this is exciting.
Seriously,
I'm
this
excited.
Is cool.
No,
we could just spend this whole 20 minutes talking about how excited we are, but there's more to say. So if you have never met Heidi St. John, she was our keynote speaker this morning. And for those of you that weren't able to be here, you really missed something very good. And she's going to be doing workshops, I think, coming up.
Yep.
But you will want to follow her on social media and you will want to check out every resource that she has available. She's a mom. She's an author of 9 books. She is very active in the political scene, which before you say, just wait, you got to listen to this girl. And she has a plethora of experiences and knowledge that no matter where you are in life, you can say, wow, I needed that. So Heidi, we could jump into anything, but I would like for you just to take a big plunge, jump wherever you want to, and then maybe we'll just float around
meander,
the pool a little bit.
We'll meander a little bit. Well, my opening keynote this morning was called Light 1,000 Fires. Mm-hmm. And what's on my heart and sort of what I am passionate about right now is helping this generation of believers to get off the bench and onto the battlefield and engage in what's happening in the culture, because we're losing the culture, I think, largely because the children of God are not engaging.
You're right.
Right. So we hide behind the four walls of our churches. And I think sometimes even in homeschooling, we hide in our homeschool co-ops and we're supposed to be sheltering and raising our children. But we ourselves need to be the salt and light that Jesus said we should be. So that's really on my heart, having run for Congress in 2022. You're right. I absolutely have a passion for the political sphere, something that the church ceded to the enemy decades ago in this country. And we have a responsibility, from protecting our children to what's happening at the southern border to what I could only call taxation without representation right now here in the United States. We have an obligation and a responsibility, a civic responsibility, and our freedom isn't free. And so lots of things on my mind today.
Wow. See what I mean, guys? This is her. Now, some of you watching, you are not from America. In fact, right now, we have a global audience. This is live, but you can always catch the replay anytime that you can't sleep at night. Check her out. But if you have not availed yourself of this woman's knowledge and her insights, don't wait too long. So tell us, if you could let's go the homeschool angle for a few minutes.
Yeah.
You've got kids.
Yes,
what
I
made
do.
You to go? What made you decide to become a homeschool mom?
Well, that's a great question because I would consider myself to be an accidental homeschool mom. I never wanted to homeschool. I was the woman who just could not conceive of why any woman in her right mind would stay home all day long when a yellow bus come take my kids away for free. And God really impressed it upon my heart about 25 years ago that education wasn't neutral. Jesus said in Luke 6:40 that when a student is fully trained, he'll be like his teacher. And I started asking myself, who's teaching my child? And I think most parents, you know, because we've been sort of just raised to believe that that's what you do. You've got your kids at home until they're maybe 5 years old, and then we just all send them off to school. It's a cultural phenomenon. The founding fathers of our country would never have recognized the way that we parent our kids today because they took responsibility for the educating of their own children.
True.
And so when our daughter was in second grade, I made this just life-altering decision, my husband and myself, and we decided to take the plunge and we pulled our daughter out of public school. Terrifying thing to do. And I was telling the audience this morning that aside from introducing our kids to Christ, the best decision my husband and I have ever made for our children was to homeschool them, to bring them home. So I'm a mom of 7. And our oldest daughter is in her 30s and our youngest daughter is 13 years old. So we're doing the thing in our house we like to call diapers to diploma. And I'm to the end now. I have one child left at home and I cannot stress it enough. Education is not neutral and the public schools are injuring our children now.
Yes.
It's gone beyond, you know, it's just a lousy form of education and our kids are failing in reading, writing, and arithmetic. Now they're failing at reading, writing, and arithmetic and they're confused about biology. And this is happening in our schools on purpose. Teachers who are activists, who are disguised as teachers, have infiltrated our schools. And my message to people today is get your children out of public school. Get them out.
Pretty plain, pretty simple, pretty powerful. And I love the fact, Heidi, that you're not afraid just to jump into the fray, even when it seems like the odds might not be in your favor, but in any level of life. And so where are you at right now? What is your next big challenge or your next big dream?
Well, my husband and I are the founders and executive directors of the Firmly Planted Homeschool Resource Center, which is located in Vancouver, Washington. It is our dream and desire to see these replicated all around the United States. We currently have about 800 students there, and we are on a rescue mission to try to get kids out of the public school system. And God's been good to us. We were given a building. A building was actually donated to us. $16.4 million building was donated to our nonprofit organization last June. So we're coming up on 1 year in the new facility. And these, I like to call it your choose your own adventure homeschooling. There are over 200 tutorials there for students. We minister to the family from newborns all the way up through high school. We do marriage conferences, conferences for teenagers. We believe that the church needs to be on a rescue mission. And so that's what we're doing in the culture right now over at Firmly Planted Family. And you guys can check it out at firmlyplantedfamily.org. It's just an amazing thing that God is doing. And I'm writing another book. So we're always moving and shaking. I'm working with Brave Books now. My first book, my first children's book came out with Brave in January. And my newest book, which is a 365-day devotional, released in September. So we're moving. I mean, what a great time to be a Christian, right? There's so much work to do. We're never going to be bored. Never bored.
Yeah. So if you're bored, you need to follow this woman. She's contagious. And this blood will just get right into you, you know, because she loves Jesus passionately. And she's seen how he changes lives. And that's what you want for your kids. That's what you want for your homes. So we have some homeschoolers in this building today who have, they're a little discouraged. Maybe they want to give up, or maybe they're new. They don't even know if they're capable.
April. It's the give up month.
It is. We're so tired.
Yeah, we're so tired.
Can you just encourage them for a couple of minutes on why they shouldn't give up?
Well, first of all, it's April. So actually, we're almost at the end of April. I mean, we're getting to the jumping off place. Yeah, we're in the middle of April now. I mean, it's past tax season. We all sort of survived that. And I always tell moms, if you're frustrated and you're angry or you're tired or you realize you kind of lost your mojo or whatever, it's actually okay to stop for the year. It's okay to stop. It's okay to say, you know, we're gonna close the books and maybe you need to catch up on some housework or maybe you guys need to go out to the park or whatever. I think it's really important to do that. You want to keep in mind the most important thing that you are doing, which is cultivating relationships with your children. So relationships trump academics every single day of the week and twice on Sunday. And so if you recognize, oh, hey, my relationships with my children are taking a back seat to the academics and we've started yelling over math assignments and things like that, it's time to take a break. If I could tell my younger self anything, you know, six of our seven have graduated now from our homeschool and they're, you know, doing their own thing. They got their own businesses and they're raising their own families. And if I could tell my younger self anything, it would be slow down and enjoy your children more, because these years go by fast and you don't get a do-over. And so if for the parents who are thinking about homeschooling, I used to soft step this, as you can imagine. I don't do that anymore, because we used to say, you know, it's all right. It's a personal decision. You know, homeschooling's not for everyone. And now I just think homeschooling should be the rule rather than the exception. Because the barn is on fire. Our children are being injured. I mean, I don't have time right now, but I could stand here for 3 hours and tell you story after story after story that would just break your heart about what is happening to our children, the way that we steward these precious hearts and minds. God cares about our children, and we need to care about what God cares about. And you know what, you guys? Nobody's going to love your kids like you do. No one's going to care about them like kind of love and consistency that parents have. Emergency in the United States for education.
Right.
The schools are on fire and they're injuring our children. And right. We have a mental health crisis in this country that has been unparalleled anywhere in our history. And it is coming from the public schools, which are the front lines of the culture war.
Yeah. Wow. So much to think about. So I'm glad you can replay this again. And hey, you'll want to tag a friend in the comments wherever you're watching this, tag somebody, share it on your social media, get word out that Heidi has got resources that your friends need. And let's remind them, if they want to get in touch with what you're doing, yeah. How can they contact you?
Well, I'm really easy to find. I'm sort of lit up like the Chrysler Building on the interwebs, but you can find me at my website, HeidiSt.John.com. I also do a women's Bible study. So every month we release a brand new study. I am committed to helping women become fluent in the Word of God again. So I was just talking to a gentleman at my table earlier today, and he said, it's not enough that Christians become literate again in God's Word. We need to become fluent. And boy, I couldn't agree more. And so that is happening every month over at faiththatspeaks.com, faiththatspeaks.com. And I like to ask women, if your faith found its voice, what would God have you say? And we find that out as we study the Word of God. So that's the best way to get a hold of me. My speaking season right now, obviously in full gear. And so I will be out on the road almost every weekend from now until July. And just looking to see what God's going to do as we sort of braveheart it, right, around the country. I'm like William Wallacing around the country, trying to get people off the bench and onto the battlefield. It's an extraordinary time to be alive. And God didn't give us a spirit of fear, right? Power,
exactly right.
Love, and a sound mind. And if we would engage from the position of strength and engage from victory rather than just for victory, realizing we already have the victory. We've already received it in Jesus Christ. We don't need to be afraid. I have such high hopes for the country and for the next generation of young people who are being raised by parents who are waking up and taking on the mantle.
Oh, I couldn't have said it like that. It's right here. And so make sure that you follow Heidi St. John. If you've never met her before, you're now introduced. You're now friends. And we just want to thank you for joining us for these few moments at the Texas Homeschool Convention from Fort Worth, Texas. And thank you to spiritmedia.us for powering this experience. Reach out. Talk to us. We want to help you however we can, because you matter. Thanks, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.